Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Today, we celebrate. It is the 60th anniversary of the formal opening of the new College of Arts and Science of the University of the West Indies, which occurred in Barbados on October the 12th, 1963. The college had been the brainchild of the university's first vice-chancellor, Arthur Lewis, who worked in collaboration with the island's premier, Errol Barrow, and his Minister of Education, Cameron Tudor. Barrow and Tudor wanted to establish a site for tertiary education in Barbados as part of their plans to promote the next stage of the island's development. The college was formally opened on this day in steel sheds on an area of reclaimed land at the Deepwater Harbour in Bridgetown, a site that had previously been used for a Caribbean trade fair. The college was later relocated to the current site at Cahill in 1967. The plan to open a college in Barbados had previously been approved by the University Council in February of 1963. At that time, an advisory committee and a local planning committee were established, the former chaired by Professor Dudley Huggins, principal of St. Augustine, while the latter included Erskine Ward, Fred Phillips, and Victor Cook. Operations began with the opening of an administrative office at the St. Michael's School in July of that year. The pioneering administrative staff, apart from Fred Phillips as registrar and Victor Cook as financial officer, included Jean Johnson, Sylvia Moseley, Blossom Lane, Joan Brathwaite, and Colin Ford, while the first four academic staff appointed were Richard Alsop, Anthony Phillips, Danielle Leonard, and Charles Hollingsworth. Leslie Robinson, Professor of Mathematics and Dean of the Faculty of Arts at Mona, was dispatched to Barbados to serve as the college's first principal. From the outset, the curriculum of the new college included a focus on Caribbean studies. At the opening ceremony, held in a large shed on the Harbour Road on this day in 1963, the new Vice-Chancellor, Philip Sherlock, explained the reason. He said as follows: "For so long, our education never enabled us to see that this was our home. And the true purpose of our existence on Caribbean studies is to make certain that our university education itself shall be something indigenous, something that at the same time belongs in a particular way to this community, and yet is never parochial, but is conscious of the universality of scholarship and knowledge. This is our purpose. This is our task, so that the West Indian may be at home in the West Indies." Today, as we look back on 60 years of the UWI in Barbados and the thousands of graduates produced by the Cahill campus, we can truly say that the university has lived up to this vision and to its motto as a light arising in the West.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.